And John S. Doyle is here with what it says in the papers.
The Road Safety Authority is pushing for emergency legislation to double the number of penalty points given to drivers for speeding and mobile phone use. This would increase the number of penalty points from 3 to 6, so the Irish Times reports. Separately, the paper says learner drivers on their third or subsequent permit may face stricter rules. In February, almost 60,000 drivers were found to be on their third or subsequent learner permit in the car category. Air travellers, meanwhile, are facing a hike in the cost of their flights, according to the Irish Examiner's lead story. Alan Healy reports that elevated fuel costs, increased environmental requirements, and the continued shortage of new aircraft are being blamed for the increase in fares. The Irish Independent reports that a surge in theft and criminal damage offences last year pushed up crime rates at 76 Garda stations to their highest level in a decade. Fears of criminal behaviour at polling stations this week provides the Irish Daily Mail's lead story. Gareth McNamee reports that Gardaí are carrying out security assessments of election count and polling centres amid fears that protests could threaten democracy. After widely condemned scenes in Westport, County Mayo on Sunday, where the Taoiseach Simon Harris was targeted by protesters, Garda management have contingency plans in place to protect the election process, as well as politicians, staff and the public, from Friday through the weekend, the paper says. The Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror both lead with a report that Daniel Belling has said he will fight for as long as it takes to overturn his conviction for killing his wife, Xing Li, while on a cruise. Mr. Belling, who is German and lives in Cork, is free pending an appeal, according to the Mirror. The Irish Sun, in its front page lead, reports that the head of Classic Hits Radio has written to the head of RTE, stating his intention to offer to buy 2FM for €10 million. That story is by Ken Sweeney. The Irish News and Belfast Telegraph front pages both have photographs of Lillian Sinoy Barr at the Guildhall in Derry last night as she was appointed Mayor of Derry City and Strabane District Council. North's first black mayor makes history, says the Irish News headline. In other stories, in The Independent, Cathy Donaghy reports that a house in the Donegal town of Burtonport, once home to what she calls a legendary commune known locally as the Screamers, is on the market. The guide price for the seaside property is just under €800,000. In The Times, Patsy McGarry reports that the Dublin Archdiocese has dropped its plans to have St Mary's Pro-Cathedral designated a basilica and St Andrew's on Weston Row made a cathedral. Yesterday, the Catholic Archbishop of Dublin, Dermot Farrell, announced that he is to ask Pope Francis to designate St Mary's as the cathedral of the Archdiocese. St Andrew's would become a minor basilica.
John, thank you very much.